Jews incite the crowd to stone Paul. The labors of Paul and Barnabas were suddenly checked. Jews came there from Antioch and Iconium, and on learning of the success of the apostles, determined to persecute them. On arriving at Lystra, these Jews inspired the people with the same bitterness that actuated their own minds. Those who had recently regarded Paul and Barnabas as divine were persuaded that in reality the apostles were deserving of death. The Lystrians turned against Paul and Barnabas with an enthusiasm approaching that with which they had hailed them as gods. They planned to attack the apostles by force. The Jews charged them not to allow Paul to speak, alleging that he would bewitch the people. The Lystrians became possessed with a satanic fury, and, seizing Paul, stoned him. The apostle thought his end had come. The cruel part he himself had acted at the martyrdom of Stephen came vividly to his mind. Covered with bruises and faint with pain, he fell to the ground, and the infuriated mob dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. In this trying hour, the Lystrian believers who had been converted to the faith of Jesus remained loyal and true. Cruel persecution by their enemies only confirmed the faith of these devoted brethren, and now, in the face of danger, they showed their loyalty by gathering about the form of him whom they believed to be dead. In the midst of their lamentations, the apostle suddenly rose to his feet with the praise of God on his lips. This unexpected miracle seemed to set the signet of heaven on their change of belief. They praised God with renewed faith. Among those who had been converted at Lystra was one who was to share with the apostle the trials and joys of pioneer service in difficult fields. This was Timothy. This youth was among the number who took their stand beside Paul's apparently lifeless body and saw him arise, bruised and covered with blood, but with praises on his lips because he had been permitted to suffer for Christ. The day following, the apostles departed for Derbe, where many were led to receive the Savior. But neither Paul nor Barnabas was content to take up work elsewhere without confirming the faith of the converts where they had recently labored. So, undaunted by danger, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. Many had accepted the gospel. These the apostles sought to establish in the faith.